Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Van Halen bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We got our good friend Jeffrey Zabar back with us. Jeffrey's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and outstanding expert in the world of small business, especially in all things micropreneur. He's the guy who helps the tiniest of companies out there, the ones who are anywhere from getting started on your kitchen table to growing up to a certain size, and he focuses on those things, and whether it be technology, whether it be getting started, whether it be social media, which is one of the things I think he's got on his mind, and he is the Chief Home Officer. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you. Appreciate you having me.
How's your road trip shaping up?
The road trip is coming along, home office highway, as we call it, or HOHO9, because we did it last year and have done it several years now. It's coming along. We have some good sponsors. We have Verizon Wireless going to be with us. We're probably going to have Lexmark, the printing company, coming along this year. So, you know, it's all about productivity, and it's all about what the tools that are commonly used and commonly available tools. This isn't whiz-bang stuff. If you can run a laptop and if you can plug in a USB card to give you internet access, and if you can, you know, put a vehicle into drive and drive down the highway, This is all stuff that can help you, as I say, you know, where vocation meets vacation on the open road.
Now, folks, you've heard of a lot of these kinds of promotions and awareness-raising campaigns. Most of them are originated by some agency, by some big company, and they hire somebody like me or Jeff to be a spokesperson for them or something like that. This is Jeff's baby.
Yeah.
Jeff, you created this out of thin air, off a blank sheet of paper, whole cloth, all by yourself, put it together, had the courage to fund it yourself in the beginning till you started bringing on sponsors. Now you got some sponsors following you, and I just want to say Jeff and I do things that are atypical for most small businesses, but Jeffrey, that's an incredibly entrepreneurial thing for you to do, and I want you to know that it's an inspiration for other people, and I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate the sentiment, Jim. You've been there, and I know the role you play, and so those aren't small, you know, thoughts or words. But I want people to understand that at the root of marketing for an entrepreneurial business is the entrepreneurial spirit itself. So it's not
right.
I'm just going to run an ad and try and drive people to my plumbing or my dry cleaning business or to my consulting firm. It's about more than that. It's about creating things. If you really want to, you know, market effectively and successfully, and we all have to do it as much as we may hate it. You know, we hate sales, we may hate marketing, we may hate, you know, finance and accounting, but these are all things we have to do. But, you know, you just have to think creatively, because the press and the media, and trust me, I'm one of these guys, we are your friend if you give us, you know, killer gangbuster ideas. And home office highway, you know, putting essentially a home office in an RV and taking 3 weeks off and showing people how they can travel the highway without scuttling their business, whether they're an owner or an employee, they can, you know, with the commonly available tools, like we said, travel the highway and do some pretty cool stuff.
And it's going to get easier as the more mobile Wi-Fi becomes ubiquitous wherever you go. It's just going to get easier and easier. And the thing that the thing is that people can take an inspiration from what you're doing and do it locally. I mean, they don't have to go on a road trip. I'm thinking about people that I know who are known during the year as the company who promotes blood drive, a blood drive in their parking lot outside their building.
Right.
They're known for their support of this one arts event, or they're known for this, or they're known for that, and it's a way of associating your brand with something that's bigger and different from your brand. And you can do these things right in your own community. Just have a little creativity and a little courage.
Well, you say like a blood drive. I mean, what if a pastry shop or a dessert place or a restaurant had a blood drive out front, because whenever you go to a blood drive, I do it, you know, 3-4 times a year, they always give you sweets at the end to raise your blood sugar back up. So what if they had it out front and they sponsored it? A place around the corner, frankly, had one recently. It was a gym, you know, a local ladies' gym. And certainly you don't want to go there and do a blood drive and then go do your hour of cardio. But they, you know, it's a natural tie-in. What if you, a local donut shop yesterday had a donut decorating contest where they invited the local police. Police and donuts, what's the connection? I don't get it. No, they had the fire department. They had schools come in. And it was just a great way to do it. Now, tying in social media, that same donut shop every Tuesday does what's called a tweet-up, where people come together at the shop and they use the service Twitter, the social media micro, sort of micro-blogging, micro-blasting service Twitter, and they all gather and they tweet out to their friends of what they're doing. It's like a little social gathering. And you know what? I'll bet they do a little bit of sales there too, and they raise the awareness of the brand. It doesn't have to be getting behind the wheel and driving for 3 weeks and 4,000 miles.
Right.
It can be
exactly.
It can be much smaller, but it has to be, you know, tied into what you are and what you do, and it has to be creative.
Something fun, something beneficial for people other than yourself. And this is a way, folks, of really driving your brand home in your community. And, you know, you're not doing it. You know, you're doing it for the right reasons, but there's nothing wrong with your brand being associated with it. It's a great idea. You know, you talked about that tweeting thing.
Right.
I heard of something that they call a twistable. A twistable. Have you heard of those?
I have never heard of that.
It's like what you were just talking about, but they call it a twistable. You know, Jeff,
Like a festival.
Yeah, but they call it a twistable. You know, when I heard that, when I heard Twitter first, when I heard tweeting after that,
right?
When I heard, you know, all that, I knew that this was going to get out of hand, Jeff.
Right.
And now we have twistables, and it has gotten out of hand.
Well, I got to tell you, just straight along those lines, one of the guys who I follow out there on the internet, and you're going to ask me his name, and I'll say, I don't quite remember right now, but I'll find the link, said, here's a picture of a tweet of what Twitter is going to look like in 2012, and you click on, you know, it's sort of like a tease and reveal. You click on the reveal, and it said, site cannot be found.
Exactly. I believe that. And I want to come back. I want to talk about that when we come back after these messages. We're going to segue right out of local branding for other events to do some social media, because this is a very important topic, including, are you spending too much time on social media? Jeff's going to help us with that. On the other side of these messages, 20 after, I'm Jim Blaskin. Stay with us.
But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.